Today FM Breakfast, M, Grant and Ed.
Hello, podcast.
God, if you want guests.
I do.
Whew, Peter Rosethorn, Andy Lee, Dave Hughes, Sarah and her Hayden.
Hayden.
He doesn't matter as much. From the block. Well, he doesn't get a word in.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Do you think he wants to get a word?
I think he's happy in the role that he's playing. He's pretty low-key cat.
He needs to help her a bit more, though.
Yeah, he doesn't. When she's having a real meltdown, she's looking at him. He's like,
yeah, he's just taking steps backwards when it's happening.
Do you know what helps me, though? And I've got a strong silent type. I think she's even looking to him, not to stick up for her, but even just say, doll, just take a deep breath.
Hand on the shoulder.
You're overreacting or you just it's not as bad as you think. I'll take care of it. Sometimes when you're a woman in mid-meltdown, you just want a bit of just a hand on your shoulder to say, it's okay, I see you, and you're being ridiculous.
He doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, look. Who knows what's going to happen there? But plenty on today.
Lots.
Have a great podcast.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's now showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ann.
All right, 6 o'clock, right on the dot. And for a Tuesday, we have...
Hello, me, M. Rossiano, Amelia Rachel Rossiano.
Are you...
What's your middle name?
Robert.
Oh. Of course it is!
Robert is my middle
Edward
name.
Edward Robert.
Cavalier.
It's really regal.
Yes, but the middle names are tough because that's often where you'll acquiesce to the demands of somebody else.
Oh my God, I've just had to do that with this unborn child.
Who are you acquiescing to?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, ah, for a family name that she would like.
She's getting her maiden name as his middle name.
Oh, I see. For me, that's a bridge too far.
Wow. But for me, I'm taking advice you once gave me very early on in our friendship. Pick which hill you die on.
Yeah, you always pick which hill you die on.
So that's one I'm...
Yeah, and that's the thing, because Arnold's middle name is my wife's father's name.
Okay.
And she said, what about this? And I just looked at her and I could thought, all right.
Not worth it.
Because I'm not... It's a nice... You know, he's a lovely guy, but it's never going to be... I think middle names are kind of...
Well, obsolete.
Who knows each other's middle
name? Doesn't matter. No
one. I didn't even know yours till then. Benny, what's your middle name?
Ronald.
Oh, yes.
I always get joy saying
that. Benjamin Ronald. That's a really good
name. You've had a win.
Yeah, that's really good.
Really good.
That's funny. That's good fun times.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
Where do you start today? Is it the couple?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
You knew I was going to go with that one first.
So this is...
Tell me. I mean, I know, but...
Clueless couple. This has been all over online. Clueless couple struggled to get pregnant for 4 years.
Look, it can happen. You know, sometimes people's bits aren't working or your body's not ready. I mean, I get that.
I told by doctor the wife is still a virgin because they were always having anal sex
what
instead.
Now? Sorry, what did you just say to my ears?
A doctor told a couple that were 26 and 24.
I don't believe you.
I don't
believe you. Flat out calling you a liar, sir.
Well, I'm calling...
I don't believe you.
I don't know. I think this is going to end up being a hoax.
Snopes on Snopes.
I just can't believe it because the doctor said that after an exam, he's like, all right, you can't get pregnant. Let's just see what's going on.
Oh, there's a hymen up here.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And then she's a virgin. Yeah. But we're trying.
What are you doing? What?
Yeah, what are you doing? And then they said, okay, she's a virgin, mate.
I can't believe that.
I don't believe it.
I just don't feel like... I feel like maybe with the bloke having it, like...
I don't know.
Is he tricking her?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is where it goes.
Yeah, trust me. I'm a doctor. Well, I know a doctor.
That is ridiculous. But if it's true, those people should not be allowed to have children ever.
Well,
they should not be allowed to parent.
She's pregnant.
No! They figured out the hole.
By sending out... This is a bit I like.
Oh, there's more odd bits?
They informed the now retired doctor. Because I reckon he did like a stethoscope drop.
Did that make him quit?
He's like, that's it, I'm out of here.
Stethoscope drop. He's like, I'm done. You guys have ruined the medical industry for me.
If you can't get that right, that's it, I'm out of here.
I don't want to be a part of your procreation.
Question without notice.
Yeah?
If you go along with the Bible's version of creation, Who were the first two humans?
Adam and Eve.
Ooh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Who?
Benny.
The snack.
Is Adam and his rib or something?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh. Who?
Executive producer Kim, our resident theologist.
It's not working.
Who were our first?
Adam and Eve's parents.
That's God, isn't it? Didn't God create Adam in God. The image of himself?
Sorry, that's incorrect. Let's go 13, 10, 60.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, this, if you are follow, if you're playing along, if you know your theology a little bit, technically, who are the first two humans? 13, 10, 60. And I'm going to go hard here.
Jeez, I'm an Italian Catholic lapsed, but I should know that.
I heard it on an audiobook yesterday. And it was a moment where I shouted in my car, wow!
That's a sentence. I heard it on an audiobook yesterday and I shouted in my car, wow.
No, Kieran, you're not allowed to play. Our internet guy, you're not allowed to win.
You giggled.
So, 301060, who are the first? We're going to have to come back. No, we'll keep talking and then we'll find someone who knows. Because I don't want to ask Danny Lakey. I don't want to know what he thinks.
Well, while we're padding to find out who the first humans on Earth were, Sephora is opening in Parramatta. Ladies of the West, get ready to contour and highlight the crapper out of your face.
So big.
Because every time you go into the George Street store, it is out of stock.
Pitt Street Mall. Yeah, yeah.
It is out of stock. Like, it is completely, eyeshadow's gone. You can't get your colour. It's so popular.
I can see it from another, it's like a gym / food court that I go to. You can see
in the Maya food court.
You can see into a Sephora. Chockers.
Always.
Hashtag lines. Chockers. Let's go to the lines. Joe. Let's go to line one. Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe, if you're following your theology closely, who were the first two humans?
Cain and Abel.
Is the correct answer. Give it to him. And why is that, Joe?
How did you know that?
They're the kids of Adam and Eve.
And why aren't Adam and Eve the first two humans? Because they were?
Created.
Created in God's image. Oh. So the first two humans are Cain and Abel, their sons.
What a technicality.
Joe, how did you know that?
When I was a kid, we used to go to church.
Yeah, yep. Useless so Bible knowledge. We've all got a bit of it.
How good is it? Well played, Joe. Well, yeah, Joe, yeah. You have got yourself a $50 to spend at the Man Cave Barbershop. And a double.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Well played, good on you, mate. That's great. What a morning we've had already.
Our producer Kim's been in radio so long that she used to produce the Cain and Abel Breakfast Show.
Wow.
Those two did. That bay broke up. That duo broke up. Didn't end well for them. During that song, we welcomed in Danny Lakey. Good morning, mate.
Hello. How are you?
I don't do it until you ask me to.
I've stopped doing the get around me's as well. It's a very juvenile practice.
Wait. Why are you changing everything about your person?
I've turned a leaf over the weekend. I'm a much more mature being now. It's self-praise is no praise. You can't just clap yourself in some sort of zany ambiance creation. Hello, get around the big dog. I mean, this is all just... No.
We have so many things to talk about. But we have so many things to unpack. So many things. The first thing is, are you think you know the secret sound?
Yeah, I do. And I'm warning you right now. You said that I can have a guess off the air. It's going to look so sus. I don't know the answer, obviously. It's going to look so sus if I get it right, and then we see in 2 weeks' time someone solved it with this answer. So you can ask at your own peril.
Right. Yeah, go.
Okay, so you're warning us not to ask you.
Because I honestly think I've got it right.
All right, here we go. So for no money, Danny Lakey, company employee, what do you believe this to be? One more time.
Well, that's a good one. So I like your selection today.
Oh, well, that's clearly you farting into the microphone.
No, see, that's what you would do. I use pre-recorded farts. That person's probably dead. So, okay, let's have
That one is.
That's the fart. That's the fart.
All right, here we go. Here is the actual secret sound.
Oh, it sounds different in my cans as to what it sounds on the actual radio. Okay, I don't have the answer then, don't worry. I was going to say, sounds like a six-pack of, you know when there's a six-pack of eggs attached to another six-pack of eggs at Coles and you can rip them in half?
Yeah.
For the six-pack of eggs?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but it's not that now. Yeah, it's not that. No. You can rule out whatever. You
talked a big game.
Now, what's happened over the weekend to change you? Like, you're changing your whole person. I've been told you're not going to go do the massages with the questionable endings.
No, I don't do the questionable ending massages anymore. What I've realised is I can do that in my own time. I found a sweet erogenous spot that brings me so much more pleasure, so much more joy.
Finally.
I've started getting head massages.
And
I'm talking about the scalp. I'm talking up top.
I know you are. Yeah, beautiful.
Hair, head, temples, forehead. My God, yes. Have you ever had one?
Yes, I get one weekly.
Insatiable.
It's really great.
You should have tipped me off.
You've got it. Well,
I've been wasting my time.
I knew what kind of massages you got, and I felt like you wouldn't get off on a head massage.
That's the thing. I've reached a new level of enlightenment. It's
well,
that's
not awkward for the person giving you the head massage.
Yep. Well, it's not all about between the belly button and the thighs anymore. I'm a new man. I can do that. I can't massage my own head and bring the same amount of joy. So,
but do you remember that you had that machine, the Orgasmatron?
Oh, I love that with this.
Yeah, why did that go? That was nothing wrong with those things.
That was fantastic.
Those were so good.
It was. They were all great.
But do they do that thing with you where, and I had a friend of mine who's all like, he's a spiritual type of guy, where there's a spot on the top of your head that if you push it hard, it hurts. But if you keep pushing it, it stops hurting and then it releases like massive endorphins. It's like a block where all the, he says, think of it as a man bun full of stress, and if you can push it in the right way, it's on the very top end. So like, and it like near where the fontanel is when you're a baby, really it's just like the last spot to.
Oh yeah, I see.
Yeah,
the last frontier.
Did they do that?
The cranial G spot. No, they haven't found that on me yet.
The cranial G spot. And why aren't we clapping you in anymore?
Because it's just a juvenile thing. Self-praise is no praise. You guys can clap me in, but the great thing about creating my own entry tradition is that I can kill my own entry tradition at any point in time, and I won't be doing it.
You clap me out. Clap me out, baby.
Oh, my God.
Why are you being like this?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What happened?
Did a girl tell you? Did you get an email from a girl saying it's over?
Yeah, did you get rejected?
Multiple times on multiple occasions over multiple years. But no that's but not
recently.
The tipping point.
No, recently. What was the tipping point? Did you have a birthday?
No.
Did you find a grey hair?
No.
Did your brother get married or your sister get married
what's
or something?
What's going
on, man? Well, something's happened. Go on.
What's happened, buddy? Okay.
I didn't get nominated for Best Newcomer at the Radio Awards, and I figured my shtick is obviously falling on deaf ears, and it's time to reinvent and do an aggressive rebrand.
I knew there was a reason.
And you know what?
You didn't get nominated?
No, not Best Newcomer.
And Grant did?
Yep, can you believe it? A Gold Logie winner over a midnight radio host.
No, but you work so hard, and you come with so much content.
I know, hashtag robbed. Me and Grimshaw are mounting a case.
Well, I would have supported you on Best Newcomer. I think you're wonderful talent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you've attacked your testicles on air enough. For my liking. Lakey, you're our Best Newcomer.
Yeah buddy, we all support right. you.
Thanks, guys. And tune in from 2 to 3M tonight. My testicles are going to cop a battering. Thank you, Cavalier.
Clap him out.
Hey,
get 628.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
The game on 131060 is the most outrageous sandwich order. Now, what did this bloke at Subway? Because I'm always nervous when you go to a place where there's options for people. Oh, I'm always nervous of people. What's that? Spinach.
You would have flat out stabbed this guy in the heart. Like, I'm not even joking.
Look, I'll say something. I'm known for that. I would say it. I don't care. Hey.
Would you?
Oh, God, yeah. I do it all the time.
I was afraid of this guy. Like, I feel like if we had have interrupted his flow, he would never have left. So I walked into Subway, I popped on my activewear, went and got some Nando's Chicken Land, and then went to Subway House to do the double wrap because I wanted to get a cookie.
Yummy.
So I got a nice chicken wrap from Nando's with some peri peri chips, and then I was holding the Nando's bag. It was the proudest moment of my life.
Congrats.
And I walked into Subway.
Yum.
But I wasn't activewear because I needed stretchy pants.
Absolutely.
And so I lined up, and then a couple off-duty cops came in too. I knew they're off-duty because, like, you can just tell.
See the gun.
They were hot. Mm. And so they were standing behind me, and then there's this one guy ordering. And when I walked in, the girl behind the counter looked kind of flustered. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's young. And so I started standing, and I wasn't paying attention. And then I started paying attention when she started slapping the cheese back. She started putting things back that were in the roll. So he had a Italian herb bread, 6-inch, all right? And first he had asked for salami and ham folded in triangles, but they couldn't be touching. So she had to have one triangle of ham one way, then one. It's only 6 inches.
Yeah, no thanks.
So then he saw one of them touch. So then she had to replace that meat. What? Now I'm standing here. I'm looking at my cop buddies going, can you believe this guy?
And are they noticing now? Are they now onto it?
Like, mate.
Because they're on a time limit.
Yeah, they were hungry. And so it wasn't annoying yet. They were like elbowing each other, right? And I'm like, well, I'm about to make a citizen's arrest on this guy.
Yeah, back me
and
up.
So then she gets the cheese out and he wanted the cheese. So there's the orange cheese and the yellow cheese.
Yeah.
Supposedly tasty and something else, but it's orange and yellow. And she had to do orange, yellow, orange, yellow, orange, yellow. And so then he was satisfied. So then she pushed it down the thing, and then he wanted cucumber and carrot and tomato, but they had to be in lines like a traffic light.
Come on.
And then he wanted four different sauces, but she had to put the sauces line of each. I'm not shitting you. A line of each sauce, but the sauce could not touch. And then
Is going to touch, mate. Sauce by its nature is runny.
And one of the sauces touched, and he put his hand to his temple, and he's like, "Oh God, I don't know if I can eat. I don't." And he's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And so I'm just standing there, like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah. And she was so good. She was so patient.
Good on her. Good on her.
So we finally get to the end. She wraps it up. She gives it to him, and he apologized again.
All right. So there's something going on with this guy.
And he walked out, and I said to her, "You did so well."
Yeah. Okay.
And she said, "Oh." Comes in every day and it's a different order every day. It's not even, it's like whatever the wind, whatever takes his fancy.
Okay,
when he walks
so
he's
something's going on with that guy.
No, but I mean, I know, I would think, is he on the spectrum? Has he got OCD?
Or is he very, very particular?
Yes.
About his Subway.
About his just Subway? Like, what? Do you eat Subway ever?
No, but if I did, I would have, not because it's not.
Yeah, what would you have?
Actually, don't know. I don't know what's on the menu.
Oh, I get the meatball sub. It's amazing. Hayley in Wollongong, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Niche sandwich order.
I get a 6-inch on wheat with the tuna filling. I add Old English cheese.
Old English cheese.
I get tomatoes and jalapenos and barbecue sauce.
Now, but Hayley, the problem that I always have is, aren't all these things going to start adding up? If I take a sub off the menu, isn't that cheaper than making it myself?
I'm not too sure.
But you have to have that one every time. That's your specific
Hayley.
One. She doesn't check.
That's what I have every time. Yeah, like it's my standard.
That's the Hayley sub.
That is the Hayley sub.
All right. So there's comfort in that because I pretty much eat the same thing every day. But James from Baulkham Hills. Mm. James.
Morning, guys. Look,
what do you get?
I love my Subway, and every time I walk in, I really hope no one's in line so they can hear my order.
Yeah, right. Tell me.
So I get me foot long honey oat.
Honey oat. Like a honey oat, James.
Yeah, love the honey oat.
Okay.
So spread it open and put the beetroot down first. Then cover it in ham. And then the tomato sauce has to be on the bread side, not on the ham, so it doesn't slide off.
Oh God.
Why, James?
Yeah.
And is that it?
Yeah, that's it, mate. It's awesome. I love it.
Tomato sauce.
On ham. It's the ham sandwich, James.
Yeah.
I love you, James.
The beetroot. Yeah, good.
Go on.
Oh, and beetroot. Yes, beetroot too.
Oh, beetroot as well.
Beetroot gives that little zing to it, you know?
It's got vegetables on it. God, you're good, James.
James, you got tickets to Comic-Con Sydney, as do you, Hayley.
Hey, so Max used to work at Subway, our producer. He said you get charged your meat choice and you pay extra for avocado or double meat. Oh, avocado.
Mate, that's expensive.
What are they going with? $9?
It's like $5 extra. And if they use an ice cream scoop.
Oh.
They put it on and then they smoosh it out. It's really good. If we don't get a Subway show sponsorship off
everybody.
This, what even is it? What's the point in life?
At 7 o'clock, we've got the Alpha Bucks Kids $10,000. Details of Usain Bolt's huge first game for the Central Coast Mariners.
God, I can't believe he's actually going to play. I take it all back.
It's going to be massive. Well, he wants $3 million for his contract to play.
For 1 year?
Yeah. He wants $3 million.
But he's got to brush up on his basic skills.
$1 million.
Okay.
But their argument is, his argument is, well, I'm worth it because of the press and everything you'll get. But if you're the Central Coast Mariners sponsor is Master Foods sauces, that's why they have the giant sauce bowls.
Yeah, right.
Do they sell that overseas? Like, is that, like, if I'm a Central Coast Mariners fan in Singapore, can I go down the shops and get the mustard? Like, what's the point?
Kieran,
like, if you're not, you know, if this
true,
do you know what I mean, if your sponsor's not global,
what do you got?
Anyway, very quick showbiz embarrassment story. This is the classic showbiz embarrassment story. Happened to me 2 days ago, and I should have been smarter, but I wasn't. I was at a cafe with a well-known comedian / actor.
Hey.
And we were just having
Say
a
who?
Quick. No, I'm not saying who.
Who was
we
it?
Just, no, because because we were just having a quick. We're just catching
who
up.
Who was it?
No,
it was Russell Crowe.
We're just catching up. Wasn't Russell?
Eric,
I don't know Russell. I don't know Eric. Although we're at a really orky's time when Hughesy had said something about Eric Banner.
Yeah.
And so he was doing like every other radio show, but he wouldn't do ours.
Is there Banner Hughes brief?
They're fine now. Oh. But it was something so small. Just Dave was annoyed about it.
I love it.
Why not?
Okay, so you were having breakfast with Glenn Robbins.
So we're just hanging out. It wasn't Glenn, but it was similar ilk. And we're just hanging out. Guy comes up. Can I have a photo? Was his exact words. Can I have a photo?
With you?
So I get up, take the photo, go away. The guy comes back. Now he's with his wife. She says, hey, he's too embarrassed to say it. She points at me. He doesn't know who you are. He wanted it with the other guy.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Right? The wife. And I go, oh, cool.
Oh, God. You're so gracious. You took the photo.
I said, why don't I take one of all of you?
Oh, I love you.
And then as they're leaving, I don't know why she did it. I don't know why she did it. But I love her for it, but I don't know why she did it.
Yeah.
It's Tefa. No worries. All good. We sit back down. Obviously, this other person's laughing his head off. He thinks it's
Rob Sitch thought it was hilarious.
He wasn't wrong. But he thinks it's the funniest thing that's ever happened. And as they're leaving, this joint was packed as well.
Yeah.
She gets to the door. The husband leaves. I can't work out why she did it. She turns back around, holding up the phone.
I know.
And goes, because he didn't know who you were. He wanted it with him, not you.
Again?
Yeah. What?
Just reiterating, just to make sure you knew.
No, so now the whole cafe had turned around.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh. Even went out, and we just ordered a coffee. And when the waitress put the coffee down, her hand was shaking from the internal laughter she was suppressing.
Oh, no, Ed. No. You're very important.
And that is why I always tell people I am Rob Mills. Rob Mills, and get the F out of my face.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabucks Kids.
Yeah, 3 minutes past seven. Time for some Alphabucks Kids. Crossing over now. Well, not very far. It's right next to you. Grant Denyer, who have you got?
I've got 9-year-old Alyssa from Campbelltown. He's on the line. Alyssa, how are you this morning? You ready to play today, FM's Alphabucks?
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Alyssa, I love what you're going to spend the money on. You got your own personal block happening. You want to do up your bedroom.
Yeah. I already have some tropical things in my room, but I want more.
Is that your theme? Is that your vibe, tropical?
Mm.
I love that. Okay, lots of blues, lots of like greens and blues, and they're mermaids.
Yeah, I have pink, yellow, and green, which are the main colours.
Beautiful, love it.
Pat, divine. All right, you got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter A today. A for Alphabucks. For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. Yay! If you don't know an answer, though, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. Can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Mum and Dad can't help. Alyssa, your letter is A. You ready to go?
Yes.
Best of luck. Name a fruit.
Apple.
A country.
Australia.
A colour.
Aqua.
A month.
August.
Disney character.
Aurora.
A feeling.
Pass.
A boy's name.
Pass.
An insect.
Ant.
Something you wear while cooking.
Apron.
Something that flies.
Pass.
A feeling.
What's feeling?
So good,
that
Alyssa.
Was very, very, very strong. And you have a total of $700, Alyssa.
You'll be able to get a nice rug, a side table, a lamp. It'll be perfect. Good on you, Alyssa.
Good on you, Alyssa.
Well played, darling.
So cute.
$700 there. It is 5 minutes past seven. Eight. Don't forget, in this hour, so much going on. Peter Rosethorne, wonderful comedian's joining us. He's going to bring with him a $500 Jetstar voucher to give away.
That's a nice
so there's a holiday you're going to get before 8 o'clock. But up next, it is time to understand the unbelievable Usain Bolt debut for the Central Coast Mariners. You two have been saying he won't play. I've got the details in front of me of what is going to be an extravaganza. The world is watching, and Usain Bolt and the Central Coast Mariners are going to put on a show.
Okay, great. Can't wait to hear.
Not since the last episode of Family Feud has there been more. Oh, that's different because people were like really ready for that to end. So this is more.
the opposite.
That is harsh. That's
next. But I tell you what, guys. I tell you what.
Tell us.
Huge event. Here we go. So big. Fox Sports has grabbed it. Smart. They're going live.
Do they not normally?
But for a preseason match? Oh, no. This is going to a global audience. Of course, I'm talking about the Central Coast Mariners' first match involving Usain Bolt.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, I should clap.
Clap it in.
So now they're going to let him play prior to the season starting.
Now, remember, he's the guy that said, I've got to work on my basic skills. Where's the ball? have paraphrased.
So, Kieran, you can hear the giggling of internet Kieran, who has run in hurriedly and said, Ed, I've made an intro for Usain Bolt.
Well, you two are soccer bros. You should point that out. Oftentimes, I'll look where Ed is and he'll be out looking at a screen with Kieran and they're watching someone play Arsenal something.
Yeah, exactly. We're both mad, mad for our soccer. So I appreciate the effort. Now, I haven't heard this before it's gone to air, Grant, Em, and Kieran. So is there anything we need to know?
It was a thought at 6:30 in the morning. You've got to keep that in mind.
And Mike sung it because Kieran couldn't hit the notes. So Mike, the guy who makes all the noises on our show, is the voice you'll hear.
I couldn't sing it quick enough.
All right, well, let's hear this brand new intro. You've been hit by, you've been
struck by, Usain Bolt. Good, isn't it?
But it doesn't even rhyme. It doesn't even work.
It does.
Usain Bolt.
You need something to rhyme with criminal.
Yeah, we're lacking some
syllables.
Why does
it need to rhyme? It's a song.
But he's in struck by. Are you going for like a struck, like a lightning
bolt?
Yeah,
like, you know, he's taking a strike.
Yes, and then he's also a strike. Okay. So it's a triple entendre on the word strike.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the rhythm of the melody.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the nuances there.
Lightning bolt?
Yeah. Gotcha.
I apologize. Okay. Who needs rhyming when you've got really complicated explanations that no one will get?
So it's a...
It works.
8-second intro that requires a minute's explanation.
So tell me about the... Is it a party?
Go this ahead. Is really fun.
Yeah.
A Big Bash style extravaganza. Wow. There's a Telegraph reporting today at Central Coast Stadium on Friday night. It doesn't... Okay, whatever. So basically what they're going to have, it's a... There's 20... As we know, 20,000 seat Central Coast Stadium.
Yeah.
It's going to sell out.
Sell out.
It's going to be shockers.
When was the last time that stadium sold out?
They've had like big finals games there that have sold out. But it's been a while, Grant. So this is going to be absolutely massive. They've got 100,000 Bolt masks, which means everyone gets 5. That's odd. Anyway, so there's going to be fireworks.
It's 5. That's true.
Fireworks, a Bolt Bay, where you go and sit and be a part of the action. DJ, possibly even Mr. Bolt himself. The Mariners T-shirt cannon, all for $50 and a game of football.
Good value.
So this is how the night is going to run. There's going to be fireworks. Wow, already I'm excited.
Good time.
Me too.
Oh, hang on. Who's this bloke or slash lady? Gender neutral T-shirt cannon wielder. Take it away. Hey.
Oh, I got it.
Hey.
Oh, I got one for me kid.
And then the game starts and Usain's on the bench.
That's what I was wondering.
It's too risky, guys. He's worth $60 million.
He would not play a minute.
It's going to be massive.
Is he going to play?
Shut up.
Is he going to play?
Shut up, Daniel. It's going to be massive.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Am I being unreasonable?
Ready.
All right, we've got our Am I Being Unreasonable jury assembling. We have Monica, we have Sarah, we'll have a third soon. Okay, am I being unreasonable? I was at a high-end ice cream parlor. Let's call it Messina, because it was. And I was waiting behind. The line was very long out the door. You know, since the sun comes out in Sydney, everyone's off for ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
It's never far from people's thoughts.
No. So we're lined up, and there was a mother in front of me. She had a 2-year-old and I would say a 3-year-old. They were very, very little kids. Okay. And the lady behind the counter, Messina, said, oh, what would you like? And she said, oh, can we try a few flavours? So I then proceeded to watch her two children be handed tiny little wooden spoons with a variety of flavours on it. And then she was waiting for them to pick which one they like best.
Right.
And I I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks that children get whichever bloody ice cream flavour is the quickest and easiest available? I don't think a two-year-old has a discerning palate. I don't think little Jasper could tell the difference between the honeycomb crunch and the salted caramel.
That's very interesting. So, Grant, hang on. As the current owner of a two-year-old and an insane two-year-old...
In a fun way.
Yeah, but how... How adamant about flavours is she?
Oh, not at all. You just choose for her. You don't give them the option because that's when the wheels like rapidly fall off.
Good parenting.
Thank you. So
yes.
How, so they dabbled through a couple each while the line just continued to grow out the
door. Five each. Easy.
And who said something?
No one.
Oh, nah.
Was it just one employee just serving those two? Like, it was not like they could pull them aside and just deal with them while they service
the
rest of the line?
And they kept indulging these. Of course, his name is Jasper.
But why do you have to, why are you allowed, what's the cutoff for tastings anyway?
Well, see, that was my question.
What's the cutoff?
How many, can I keep tasting at Messina until I've had an entire ice cream's worth?
Yeah, I'm full after
oh, sorry,
five.
I'll just leave it for today. Yeah, I just couldn't have another bite.
See you tomorrow.
So I want to know, on 30, 10, 60, am I being unreasonable in saying, kids, don't get a choice. You don't get tiny little wooden spoons, two-year-old Jasper. You just get whatever the hell mummy chooses.
You get an ice cream. You're already ahead.
I mean, how good? I didn't give my kids ice cream till they were five.
Wow.
This kid's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. Celine from Cranbrook. Is M being unreasonable?
What do you think, Celine?
I don't think he is. I agree with her.
And now, hang on. Do you work in the child industry?
Yeah, I do work in childcare. I work with babies, so 0 to 2.
And should we be giving them choices of ice cream?
You give them you give them two choices. So this or that.
This or that.
Okay.
That's not bad. Narrow
it
down.
Clever. That'll be fine
this
with this or that.
No. Okay. So proof from Freshwater, is M being unreasonable? Two-year-old is having five or six different tries
of
ice cream?
Tiny wooden spoons.
No. I agree with M. It's unreasonable. Okay. I have a three-year-old and we go in, we get rainbow and that's it.
Yes.
Rainbow's got all the flavours. It's all in one.
Is Prue, do you think that's why rainbow was invented? Because it's one of the greatest sort of ruses.
Look, but isn't rainbow caramel?
It's caramel flavour, but
you
can't tell that.
It could have also been an accident. You just never know. But it's a mishmash. It's a good quality, choice.
And it's a way to sell to the kid. You're getting all the flavors.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
You're getting 10 of them.
I'm making your life easy.
Yeah, remember the Neapolitana 3 flavors?
So delicious.
And at my house, it would only ever be the chocolate. We used to have 5 with just the strawberry and vanilla left. The chocolate would go all the time.
How disappointing is it when you crack the lid?
Oh, it's
Jesus. But no one in my house,
no one ever thought to bloody just buy 2 liters of chocolate. Like, why would you even bother with the 3 flavors?
Just in case one day you stumble on and realize you have actually been loving chocolate your whole life and just didn't know.
Yeah. Monica and Hornsby, am I being unreasonable?
I reckon, the kids should be able to choose between at least 2 or 3, so they can have a choice of what they want.
Get off. Monica, do you have children, Monica?
No.
Didn't think so.
Monica, you're so cute.
Democracy at work.
Everybody's winning movie tickets, and you've had a huge win. 75% thinks that we think you're not being unreasonable.
Yeah, nah, Jasper, pull your head in, mate, and get a haircut.
Yeah.
And get a haircut,
and
too.
A real name.
That's grant.denya@sca.com.au. Yeah,
thank you, Grant. Jasper's will be coming for you.
I've got a scout and a sailor. I can't talk.
Exactly.
It is Peter Osthorne.
Yep.
Fantastic, legendary comedian in the house right about now.
Oh, my gosh.
This
is exciting. I'm so excited about myself being here.
Now, Peter Osthorne, let me do the bits in yellow so that you don't get in trouble from your sponsor. Ready?
Cool.
So you are the ambassador for Jetstar's Golden Grammars. For competition details, go to Jetstar Australia Facebook page. Pete, as the ambassador for hashtag Jetstar Golden Grammars, it's a nationwide search, if I'm not mistaken, I'm just going off the top of my head,
you are,
for adventurous social media savvy duo aged 55 or older.
How many are there? About 12.
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah,
tool.
I mean, the boomers don't like Instagram, so this will be great for anyone who's actually on there. And what do they do, Pete? They just go out and explore the world.
Yeah, well, it's a couple of you. If you want to travel, you do a video of yourselves and the reasons why you might want to win the competition. So we're talking, like I said before, a pool of 12 people. So
your chances are good.
And that hashtag again, high. Pete? That hashtag again?
That hashtag is Jetstar Golden Grammars, which I think in my last media run, I forgot to add the Jetstar bit in.
That's
an ambassador, it's probably not a great call.
That's the only bit you need.
Like, you know, it's like being ambassador for UNICEF, but not saying UNICEF.
Yes.
So something about starving kids.
You're not a good ambassador when you do that.
No. But anyway, so it's a great idea. It's a great comp because over 55, yep, there's a lot of time spent looking after grandchildren and not being quite cash poor.
Yep.
Basically, you become a slave as an old person. And you don't have any liquid cash to get away. So this is just a nice idea from Jetstar to get people out on the road again. And I've got some sort of voucher to give away as well, some $500 voucher.
Yeah,
that's what ambassadors do.
That's what they do.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got people calling in already.
Have we? That's amazing. Do people listen? This is good fun.
Well, about eight. Same as old people on Instagram.
So real.
Robin from Maryland. Robin, tell Pete Rosethorn why you need a holiday.
Can I see it?
Oh, Pete, I need to get away. The nutcases at work are really doing my head in.
Give us your top three nutcases at work, their names and their mobiles.
That'd
be great. Okay. All right, moving on. Thank you, Robin. We move on to Ella from Leichhardt.
Hello, Ella.
You're what? Tell Pete, hey, why Ella. Do you need a holiday?
Oh, my God, guys. So the guy that I've been seeing for 3 months, he sent me an Instagram DM last night and said we shouldn't see each other anymore.
What a lowlife.
I really need to get away.
What is a DM?
Direct message. Direct message.
Yes.
He did it via
what?
He did it on Instagram.
That he could have done it.
Dirty dog.
Not even worth a text message.
You can't even do that. Can you go lower than a text? You can't, can you?
Wow, DMs. DMs on Instagram is the lowest it gets.
Is it?
All right. Poor old Ella.
It's news to me. I'm going to use one today on someone.
I like how
DM you.
Rather than worrying about poor Ella being broken up with, Pete's just the DM is what's going on. That story.
No, I'm all over Ella's problems.
Yeah, you can slide into people's DMs, Pete Rosethorn.
Yeah, that'd be good fun.
Yeah.
Is it like a greasy pop?
It's like
exactly like that. It is an electronic greasy pop.
Oh my Lord, don't say greasy pop again.
Hashtag greasy pop.
Stop it.
Rebecca's from Cronulla. Rebecca, now tell Pete why you need a holiday.
So not only am I a high school teacher that is slowly losing my voice, but on top of that I have four other jobs. So school holidays is literally the only time I get to travel, and it's like 5 weeks on the brinks of coming in a I just need this.
Tell me something. What are the jobs for? Give us the other
jobs.
What are the jobs?
Why Johnny Tech jobs?
So I cheer for the Cronulla Sharks and for the Illawarra Hawks.
Oh,
and I also teach dancing at both two different studios. So one in London, one in the Shire.
Well, that's very good.
Beck's pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
pretty hardcore.
Mm. Yeah.
She's gilding us up with a workload.
Yeah.
Give it to her.
What do you reckon, Pete?
Oh, is that we're choosing that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to choose now.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to choose her.
Yeah!
I felt bad about the girl who got dropped.
That is the best 90s word I haven't heard in so long. Are you dropping me?
You're dropped.
Oh,
don't they use that anymore? Is that an old one?
Well, they will now. You've brought it back.
Thank you. Circle of life, my friends.
Remember Kylie Mole used to say that she got dropped.
I was on that show.
I know.
Peter Rosethorn.
What?
Do you want me to do the credit one more time, or do you want to do it?
I'm irritating.
Peter Rosethorn's the ambassador for Jetstar's Golden Grammars. For competition details, head to Jetstar's Australia, Jetstar Australia Facebook page. Now, before you wander off,
hashtag have
you
Jetstar been Golden Grammars?
He's done it.
Jetstar to Golden Grammars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little clunky, but it's fine.
Let's roll. Don't give him feedback, Lord.
What are we doing now?
So, are you watching The Bachelor, Pete Rosethorn?
Yes, I am. I love the badge.
Okay, so you like the badge?
Yeah, I love the badge.
Okay, so he's full of those sayings, those, you know, flasher than a rat. Oh, you love the sayings. Okay,
so it's ridiculous, yeah.
Here comes let's start up our badge saying generator. Just needs a bit of choke.
Oh, it's a tomorrow, fellas.
Flasher than a rat,
like
I'll thank you, tough as whippercalips.
But that's nuts. Fair dinkum.
So, Pete Rosethorn, take in front of you. You've got three cups.
I have
one with you've got one with an emotion, one with an occupation or an animal, and one with a location.
Yeah, love it.
Take one from those out, and Grant, you supervise. Take one out of each of those cups quickly, and then we're going to ask you how you're feeling, and you are going to instantly generate your own badger saying.
Here it comes.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Okay, Grant, ask the question. Oh, I better ask it. You'll get it wrong. Okay.
no faith in you at all.
Zero.
Nothing.
Pete Rosethorn, how are you feeling?
I'm grumpier than a Kardashian in a cake shop.
Yes! Hashtag Jetstar Golden Grammars.
Boom!
Rosethorn.
Boom, baby. See you, Pete.
Nice
Bye,
to
Pete.
See your faces, everyone. Thanks for having me,
mate.
the It Is Entertainment, this special All Andy Lee edition, because, of course, True Story with Hamish and Andy is tonight, 8:40 on Channel 9. Good morning, mate.
Good morning to everybody here. How are you?
I just want to hear about your bum.
Yes.
What happened to your anus?
People that had shares in my bum would have been very upset with the direction it took last week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you, I would
recommend. You're sitting here on a cushion. We should say you're on a little.
I would have recommended everybody was sell before last weekend.
Sell. Crash.
Get out while you can.
Yeah, Grant did.
Yeah, well, Grant, he's always ahead of the curve.
He's
always ahead of the curve. He's already moved on to.
I went to hospital with a suspected hemorrhoid.
Yes.
Hemi.
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 And they said, with hemorrhoids, you just go, excuse me for anyone having breakfast, but they just go, don't worry, it'll retreat.
Yeah.
Just go home. And so I went home expecting it to retreat, and it didn't. It went probably about seven times the size.
What? It went to the front line? Started the war?
It turns out it was an abscess.
Wow.
So a buildup of fluid of some sort.
An anus abscess.
Yes. And
like a cocker spaniel.
I didn't think there was any room between both my cheeks to be able to grow something this big.
Yeah, something new.
It wouldn't get through council. That is for sure. But unfortunately, they put a high rise in.
Did they really? They've gone over the height restrictions.
How big?
Got to about the size of a... Bigger than a lime, but smaller than a lemon.
See, I'm measuring. I'm measuring the baby in fruit at the moment. Yeah, so I've got avocado.
Yes.
So you had a lime between your butt cheeks.
Yeah, a large lime, I would say, and it just kept growing. I couldn't walk, and it was shutting because it's like a build up of fluid, but nasties that gets in your bloodstream and you get feverish and becomes a bit dangerous. It was late at night and it burst, and then Beck was on the front line.
What did that look like?
Beck was on drainage duty.
I'm kind of into this.
I think I can smell it.
So and so poor old Beck, she deserves a medal for bravery. She's gone away for a week now. And she says it was pre-booked, but I don't know.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I don't know whether there's some kind of shock therapy to unsee what you've seen. Or
Did you have to make some sort of like presentation to her in the midst of this? Like you're going to have to get down the business end and have a good little look around. Is it like a pimple that you kind of need to work at?
Yeah, if it was the Arnold Schwarzenegger of pimples, though, it's like it was just so big. So yeah, you had to work on it.
Do you know what, Andy? Hmm. That should be the last date of The Bachelor. if these people are serious about each other, the badger should turn around, drop them,
and go. Massage my anal.
Yeah, and work this out.
How romantic! What a hashtag for Twitter.
What an idea!
But I must admit, it did. The relationship is heaps stronger for
us.
It's so bizarre.
That's good.
Because, you know, I'm like, I'm so vulnerable at this. And she didn't laugh much.
Oh, that's good. No. Did she have to put, like, a welder's mask on to give it a bit of a squeeze? Like, was
no
it...
time, mate.
Oh, no, right. time.
No time. Yeah. Hey, she was twinning on her Hazcam suit, and I said, no time.
She's a keeper. If you weren't sure before, she's a keeper this year.
What a moment.
Yeah. In your vows, mention that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
When you're at the altar, I knew the moment you were the one.
Yeah. Sometimes they can have a little bit of a smell about them as well.
Can you stop with the smell? All the above, but it's left a hole. It leaves a large hole there.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of just drilling down.
Yeah.
Making a pool.
This is amazing. And the thing is, though, because what it's told me is that your life has changed. Mm. Because if this had happened to you any time in the last 14 years, it would have been Hamish lancing it on air.
Correct.
On a live video show.
That would have been, this is how your life has changed. Mm. It is poor old Beck.
Exactly.
She's the biggest victim of you not doing regular radio.
Could this be a true story?
I was just going to say the same thing.
What an amazing one.
True, but I mean, obviously, everyone knows it now.
Oh.
And I
who would play you? Who would
I'm
play
worried
you?
For the special effects department. Anyone that has to make this thing.
Who would you get to play you, though?
James Franco, but Hamish would say Jason Biggs.
Somewhere in the middle of those two.
Can I play the abscess?
Just nestled between Andy Lee's bum cheeks.
Like you're jumping out of a cake at a party.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Andy, before we let you go, so it is tonight, 8:40, Channel 9, a true story with Hamish and Andy.
And it's actually a bit of bum themed in tonight's because the lead role, Stephen, was a bum model. And oh, we, Hamish and I find that out. Jesus. And his bum is at risk because a very overprotective dad of his girlfriend is...
Okay. Yeah, I've seen the promo I saw had a shotgun in it.
Yes.
I thought this
is an action thriller tonight. It's my favourite episode.
Oh, hey. Wow. Oh, I love that.
So, all right, here we
and
go.
And it's on so, After the Block too. It is. Good lady.
So, and what we've got is our Bachelor saying generator.
Okay, great, great.
As you know, Andy, the Bachelor...
Oh, it's tomorrow, fellas.
Washer that a rat with a gun, you're tough as woodpecker lips.
You blow under the wall, you dog.
But that's not...
There, Deacon...
So what he does is he speaks in those sort of flasher than a blah, blah,
blah. Ed's favourite thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It, and so what I've done is in front of you, you've got an emotion, either an occupation or something, because we know that with just three elements picked at random, anyone can make their own bachelor saying.
So, emotion, an occupational animal, and a place. I've got three different things. I've picked it out.
Yep. So flip them over. You can have a look now. And in a moment, once you've had a look, I'm going to ask
you. Do you want all in one go?
Yep. I'm going to ask you how you're feeling and then just go left to right. Hey, Andy.
Yep.
After the... anal abscess has been drained. How you feeling?
Grumpier than a jellyfish at Bondi's public showers, mate.
It works. 8:40 tonight. True stories.
Hey.
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Clap it in at 11 minutes past 8. The secret sound is starting to heat up. Yeah, that's for the sound. And it is $76,000. This is the secret sound. Grant, Daniel, you're as lost as I am. I got no clue. Em, you got no clue. We got nothing.
Nah. Kim knows, though. Our EP.
Yeah.
Look at that I cheeky grin of hers. Like, just the knowingness is ruining the rest of us.
So, Kimmy, you are the adjudicator.
Correct.
And we're taking three guesses this morning.
Okay.
All of the incorrect guesses can be found at todayfm.com.au. Mel from Camden, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, I'm a bit nervous now. My husband's sitting next to me in the car. He's laughing at me, but he won't be laughing if I win.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's the secret sound. What do you believe it is?
I think it's when you're colouring in with a pencil and the lead snaps.
Ooh.
You want to go to the Cook Islands, don't you there, Mel, with the wind?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the voice of Kim, our executive producer.
Yes, who knows the answer. And unfortunately, Mel, you're going to have to find another way to get to the Cook Islands.
Oh, thanks anyway.
Savvy. Sorry, sorry, Mel.
Just no, that's a no would be fine, Kim. But anyway, just rub it in
really
her face.
Really rubbing it in.
Lisa's from Campbelltown. Lisa.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. How are you going?
Oh, we're okay. Got a feisty Kim on the line, though. So what do you believe the secret sound to be?
I think it's taking out a USB stick from a USB port of a computer.
Let's hear it again.
No.
Okay.
Nope. I did it, Grant.
And well here's Amy from Penrith. Now, Amy,
good
morning. How did, oh, my God. How did this answer come to you?
In a dream. I was dozing off of my afternoon nap, and it just kind of comes to me in a REM state.
Okay. Is this how
it comes to you, Kim? In a REM state?
Yeah, yeah.
That.
Oh, God.
Okay, I think Kim's just giving away the answer there.
So why don't you tell us what you believe the secret sound to be?
I believe that it is a badge-making machine making a badge. So pushing down the handle to make a badge.
Can we hear it?
Yes, good idea. Such a creative eye. It's very, very creative, Amy, but it's incorrect.
Oh, what a shame. Never mind, I got the pop to Kimmy.
Yay!
Give her a prize.
Okay, she's got the prize.
She's gone nuts.
She's got a prize. You got movie tickets for talking to Kim. It's that type of dictatorship we're running over here. Thank you, Amy. Another chance to play after 9 o'clock. Now, the block, guys, the block is heating up. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen competition like it on the block. And the one person that everyone's talking about is, when they came in here, Hayden and Sarah, is the Sarah part of Hayden and Sarah. And this was some of her action last night.
Oh, this. I'm going, mate. I'm over it. I'm not coming back. Here, take your mics. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this.
Sounds like she's being voted off Survivor.
It does, doesn't it? Just tribal council. The flame gets extinguished.
Jeff is about to put it. As a Jeff?
Jeff. Or no, Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan. That's okay.
I'm just before Grant. I know you're gonna throw to Sarah. But I just want to say I feel sorry. I'm on Sarah's side. I get it. I feel sorry for her.
Well, I'm on Sarah's side. I don't know who Sarah is.
Shit, Sarah. Why did I say? I knew it was Sarah.
Nah, it's okay,
I knew
mate.
It. Thank
that's
you.
Okay.
Nah,
that's
it's
okay.
Good. I was thrown by the Survivor music.
Daniel, take it away.
Tara, she's on. Joins us on the line right now. A little bit worried about you. That sounded.
Hi, Joel.
Sounded so intense.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, babes. Grant wants to ask.
You okay? You'll push to the limit.
I was a little bit pushed to the limit. I think, you know, obviously the stress and the pressure and, you know, the tiredness that you accumulate over those weeks coupled with, you know, negative feedback constantly. Oh, well, there was also, you know, constructive criticism in there, but, you know, I think it was more the negativity behind it that, you know, just kind of built up until eventually you get a meltdown, which is what you guys...
Are you struggling to watch yourself back, honey?
Can I just be honest? On Sunday, it was actually quite an emotional night for me. Like, I felt everything that I did back when that was actually filming to the point where I was actually crying. And you guys only saw, you know, 5 minutes worth of it, but it was actually a lot more intense than that, and it wasn't really about me getting angry, and I know there was a lot of, you know, bleeping that you guys saw, but I did turn around to I did turn around to the producer at one point, and I was like, you know, please just take like, as a human, please just take your producer hat off at the moment and think about the position that we were in. You know, we're missing out on these beautiful milestones of our daughter. You know, when we said goodbye to her, she'd actually understood and, you know, realized that goodbye meant goodbye. And, you know, I think that was the most emotional part for us, was that we were missing out on such precious time with our daughter, just to get, you know, the feedback that we were on national TV. And it was like, as a mother for me, it was just heartbreaking. And he's just like, Sarah, I understand exactly what you're going through. Like, you know, my heart actually bleeds for you. So it was actually a really intense moment for us.
Absolutely,
yeah.
It was.
Okay.
It was, but you've asked a producer to act as a human.
Yeah, that was that's thinking, mate. Now, we do have Hayden there. We should say good morning to Hayden. Hello, darling.
Good morning, guys.
Hayden,
morning.
What? Hayden.
Hayden.
Listen to me. Listen, Hayden.
Yeah, there you go.
Why don't you pipe up, bro?
Yeah, mate, step up.
Sarah's melting down. She's looking at you. Yes, you're a handsome devil. I understand that. And it's like a strong, silent type, which I dig. I dig that. But why, bro? Why don't you pipe up? Put your arm around her. Sarah, there was some good comments in there. You stick to your guns. Auction day is what matter.
Yeah.
Hayden, where is that?
I think there was a lot more there than they did edit a lot out.
No, you are not allowed to use the E word on my show. The E word is banned.
I was having a beer because things are so intense.
Yeah.
What was he doing, Sarah? Yeah.
He was too busy consoling his beer instead of his wife. Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
Whoa, under the bus you go.
There we go.
I love you too.
Thrown under the 389. That is fantastic.
I feel like there's a redemption story coming, guys. I don't want to say too much, but I feel like you're going to meet with Shayna and everything's going to be okay. And you're going to stop putting black everywhere, which is really concerning for me. Yeah. And I just feel like things are going to be, I think we're going to be coming up. I reckon they're the winners.
Great Australian comeback story.
That'd be good.
That's a good way to write it, Em. I hope you're doing all the story right.
Writing it?
Listen,
how dare you?
Sarah, you do you, man. You do you. I know you're going to be getting a lot of online hate. A lot of people are feeling like, don't worry about it. You make it interesting. It can't all be boring personalities.
Exactly right.
You're not hurting anyone. Maybe your marriage, but that's not
No, goodness. Hayden, jump in, man. Jump in.
Defend up. We're still married.
Yay, we're still married. That was almost an endorsement. Okay, it's back. It's back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. You guys are doing a great job making the show interesting. Hayden and Sarah, thanks for your time. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye, legends.
Bye.
My bum, check it out.
Okey-doke.
I'm pregnant with child, with a son, large child. I've already been told he's going to be, and I quote, a buffer.
Hey, can I just go back to the Jimmy Barnes documentary, Working Class Boy?
Please.
I think I might be crazy, but someone checked the tape. I think he was like 6 kilos when he was born.
That's 12 pounds.
Woo.
11 pounds.
Can we double check that? Because I remember there was a few things in the doco that were unbelievable. I think that was one of them.
That's an enormous baby. That's
a big baby. Yeah. You were talking in terms of fruit just a little bit before. What stage are you at the moment, Em?
Well, I'm bigger than an avocado, like a big avocado.
Oh, like a, in Brazil, is
like
it?
I think
avocados in Brazil or Mexico are massive.
Like a small honeydew. You know, that kind of thing. We're at about 15, 16 centimetres in length. And when I lean back, I like to freak Kieran out because we're starting with the alien now, so little kicks are coming through. And when I lean
Can you
back,
feel Kieran, at this stage?
I'm feeling like, yeah, it's like fluttering. Butterfly. But if I lean back That's and awesome. Tighten the skin, he's really having a go.
That'd be a significant milestone because you can physically feel something. Because obviously you have all the emotions, I would imagine, at this particular point of something happening inside you. But an actual feeling, it is a massive recognition.
Isn't it? It is it. And then we're looking at babies on the telly before, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have a small teensy baby. Little. Because mine are 12 and 17.
Little one.
Big girls.
I'm so excited. Sometimes I get waves of excitement. Oh, my God, I'm pregnant. And then sometimes I just go, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. But I'm starving all the time. Like, I'm having 3 or 4 breakfasts a day, and I've already put on, I'm in the double digits of how much weight I've put on. Thank you. So I thought it would be a great idea, and we've had such a huge response. If you're a pregnant lady in Sydney, if you want to come hang out with me and eat in an unbridled fashion, like, we will have a bib on, and we don't even need utensils, and we're just going to eat on an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yes. Please go and register because we are getting there's a few hundred coming now. I know. It's going to be
swept Sydney like you wouldn't believe.
Beautiful photo. Can you imagine all the bums? todayfm.com.au/win. Go and register very quickly because we're going to have to cut off soon.
No. I keep saying no. Bigger? Just bigger venue. Yeah,
I don't know if Jay's going to afford the food bill.
I don't care. No.
Let's hope Alpha Bucks doesn't go off that week.
No pregnant woman should miss out, especially not Rebecca from Campbelltown.
Yay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Darling, now you're coming along to the brunch. I can't wait to see you. Hey. How far along are you?
I'm 22 weeks.
Oh, that's so cute. We're nearly the same. And what's been your food of choice?
Well, it's mostly been savoury, except for all I've been craving has been a Sara Lee banana cake.
The one in the tin foil tray, that one?
The frozen ones in the tin foil tray.
Oh, respect.
And I have been looking for that baby everywhere for months.
Because they got discontinued.
Oh, they don't sell them anymore.
Well, no, which I did not know. Wow.
Did you manage to pick a couple up on the black market?
Yeah, were you okay?
I went to a different Woolworths than I normally go to.
Oh, yeah.
And they had 4 left, and so I bought all 4. And they're good until the end of October, so I'm rationing them out now.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's great. I'm just looking them up here, on their website.
Use my dates are just a guide.
They are.
I think it's a best before. So, like, they'll still be right.
We'll make sure there's some Sara Lee banana cake at the Big Bum Brunch. We'll make sure we've got one.
Come on, Sara Lee, if you're listening.
I'll be there with a fork.
Sara Lee, throw us a few. Sara Lee will be listening. We've got the other one. Here they are with the icing.
Oh, Sara
My
loves us.
My goodness.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay, great.
Well played.
Thank you.
Keep registering. todayfm.com.au. Bigger venue, not cutting off the ladies.
Food.
That's what we're after. Husey Shin. Good morning, Husey.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
God, are you tired? Are you feeling stiff from your pace workout?
And I haven't eaten anything this morning yet.
Wow.
That's not good recovery, man.
Shredding for stereo, yes.
Eating's cheating, guys. Eating is cheating.
Now,
I mean, I'd love to go to your lunch, so that does sound like a good
idea. The Big Bum Brunch.
But I'm not pregnant, but, you know,
it's
a great idea.
We'd probably have you. Now, you do have the man boobs, the moobs, and instead of having surgery, you've decided to get tight. Is that right?
It is, because the surgeon, we had the surgeon on air, and he grabbed both of them, and he cupped them, and he squeezed, and he said, yep, you're right in the range. He said, I'm mid-range for getting it done.
Mid-range?
He said, people who are smaller than me get it done, people who are bigger than me get it done, so I'm mid-range. But then off air, guys, he secretly said, and we said, don't tell anyone, but there's so much I could do for you, so... And I thought, right.
Oh, my God, the full works. Does he sort of start at the head and work his way down?
It's a slippery slope. If I start with the main
boobs. Oh, he could just give you a once-over.
He could do everything. I don't know what he meant, but apparently just every nook and cranny could be done. Oh. Something could be done to.
It's like, sir, what's your problem area? And you just gesture from your head to your toes. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. So I thought, you know, I can't. I've got to try something else before I go down that track.
Yeah. Can fitness sort of get rid of the man boobs properly, or is it just going to be like a couple of
you
flapping
sound like
eyelids?
A surgeon. You sound like the surgeon, Grant. You're like, you're going to waste your time. It's probably what he's saying. This is, you'll be back. He's like, you'll be back to me. And I'm going to do my best, my best to get rid of them that way. Man. And maybe if I don't get rid of them, I'm just going to, you know, they're going to be toned and they're going to be the best man boobs they can be.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, there'll be some nice perky breasts.
Yeah. Yes.
Or as they say, what's the old backpacker saying? If you can't tone it, tan it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. No, you're right.
Good.
So, look, a spray tan does help everything, no doubt about it. But, you know, spray tanning plus the exercise and I'm going to be ripped.
So, it is because of Osho, right?
Is this what happened?
Well, look, Osho got his done. He did get his done. But he got his done because he said he had an issue, an actual issue. So maybe I have as well. But, yeah, he got them done as a teenager and his mum paid for them. So
wow. Yeah. Okay. And so I've got your montage up on the Instagram and so far 11,000 views of it. And
yeah. Are you liking his form? Because you're a professional worker.
Well, no,
right?
My wife, TiffXO.com,
yes.
She watched your montage and she said she was very impressed.
Oh!
She said he's looking good. She's liking the... although she did say you were pushing the sled, and she did say this. Hughie's clenching his teeth a lot in the workout. And I said, what's the problem with that? And she, without thinking she was making a joke, she said... well, with Hughie's teeth, they may snap off.
Yeah, you know what? And my mouth, since I started training, true story, my mouth has been so sore.
Bro, you've clenching. You've got to not tell your trainer, relax the jaw. Relax the jaw.
But then you get that nice, like, kind of toned Tom Cruise jaw that you can squeeze and then it flexes.
Oh, no,
like Iceman almost in Top Gun.
How do you get it?
No one's toning their jaw.
I don't think
you maniac.
Get it.
What are you talking about?
There's
a thing. You can even get tools that you put in your mouth, right, to strengthen your jawline so you get that kind of more chiseled look. And you wobble it in your mouth with your head up and down. It's like weights on the end. It's like flapping wings.
Wow. David Hughie.
And you can build your jaw.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm missing 10 teeth, and that has been the best thing for my jawline. It's just cut me.
Yeah,
so...
it's like getting a rib removed when you want to look better in a bikini.
Lose some teeth. And I just got to tell you who my trainer is, guys, and you'll be impressed. I mean, may not be, but you might be as well. My trainer is David Boone's son. Booney's son.
Booney?
Oh, my God.
But he didn't train Booney, obviously, because that's not a good advertisement for personal training.
No, he's like Booney if Booney trained, honestly. He's
Booney Jr.?
Booney Jr., Jack Boone.
What a name! Jack Boone, the personal trainer.
And who's doing your diet? Carl Rackerman's daughter? This is incredible. Amazing moment. All right, you're on. Well, you can have a look at the montage. We'll re-gram it if that's a thing. I don't know. But so, Hughie, you.
Oh my God, the facials, Hughie.
Yeah, I told you, he's clenched.
Yeah,
so,
the whole face is in.
It's all in him. All in.
I thought Barnaby was red faced.
Wow. I was on the prize. I've been told I look like Barnaby. And I'm happy to take that. You know, we're beetroot brothers.
You do look like me. I'm just looking. Who do you look like? And it's Barnaby Joyce.
It's been told that years ago, before he was famous. All right, so I know about that.
He's a hit with the ladies, mate. He's a hit with the ladies. He's a dead set hit with the ladies. On the way out, you've got the three mugs in front of you, the Grant for Gold Today FM mugs, for our bachelor saying generator. Now, we maintain that any person can do their own honey badger saying with only three elements, an emotion, a location/animal, and a place.
Yeah.
All right. So, fire up the emotion, the saying generator, please. Benny. It's a choke.
Early tomorrow, fellas.
Washer that a rat like I'll think you're tough as woodpecker lips.
You blow under the world, he's blogging.
But that's not.
All right, Hughie, you've got three. Oh, God, I always forget that bit. All right, so you've got those three elements in front of you, Hughie.
Yep.
So I'm going to say, hey, Hughie, mate, you've been training the house down. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fancier than a bishop at a keg party.
Yeah.
And with your voice, what a treat.
That's fantastic.
What a treat.
Today FM Breakfast, weekdays from 6, 104.1 Today FM.